Sean, where are you, Sean? Sean, come on, Sean, pick it up. Otherwise, we're left with the yellow submarine. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, about science teachers that we had when we were younger.
Yeah.
There was a science teacher we had in middle school. This was 9 to 13 year olds.
Uh-huh.
And we were all 12, 13 year olds. And his name was Mr. Garrett. And,
what did you call him?
Ginger, basically.
Of course, Ginger.
He had this, he had this goatee beard and this ginger hair.
Awesome.
If you were, if you remember the World Cup, there was, some bloke that scored against England. Looked just like him.
Really? For America? Not the American fellow.
Alexi Lalas.
Yeah, Lalas. Oh, yeah, Lalas. The hip Lalas. He looks like the spin doctor.
He's playing at the back now, of course.
Very well. Yeah. He's Sheffield United are showing interest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A drag. Okay, go on, yeah.
Yeah, well, anyway, you know, we'd kind of like go into science class and he'd be there with glass and pipes and tubes and everything and something plugged into the wall and go, hey, kids, I'm just taking the hydrogen out of water and we'll just light some. And one day we were doing metal reactions, and he said, you know, stronger metals take the oxygen from weaker ones.
Mm-hmm.
So potassium or calcium and take it out of, I don't know, aluminium. And
it's aluminium.
Right.
Yeah, go on.
Huh? And he took us out into the football field, just 100 yards away from the science block.
Yeah.
And, middle of November, slightly raining. Got home that night, and my mum goes, oh, you've got a bit of an itch on your neck. Started pulling things out of my neck. About 3 or 4 quarter-inch slivers of metal out of my neck.
You wouldn't have to go to school again. You could retire on the money you could get from that these days.
Oh, yeah.
It exploded and impaled you.
It exploded, changed direction.
Do you have a scar?
Probably nearly bombed the school.
Do you know when it's going to rain? is there bits passing? Do you think it all came out?
No, I wish I could. I wish I could pick up radio.
I believe it severed the nerve that made a concise story anyway. That one there, that was gone.